a 27-year-old Bortown resident who identifies himself only as Dot Dot, is chewing Mairungu leaves, a stimulant banned in South Sudan. He says he started chewing Mairungu leaves, which is also called Mira, to help him forget hunger and remain positive amid South Sudan's economic hardships.
It gives me great feelings. Once I eat it, I become very happy and start building my own tall buildings in my head. Once it is finished in my head, all my building disappears. When I eat Mira, I feel happy. But once I have eaten it, the sun goes down well until I go to bed.
Jonglei State Governor Majub Bialtruk issued an order banning the sale and consumption of alcoholic beverages and some illicit drugs. Nyamar Lun, Jonglei State Information Minister, says widespread drug abuse among the youth in the state capital Bor prompted the ban.
When these young boys take these drugs, they reach to the state of not actually knowing themselves. It takes them out of their correct state of mind. They act crazy. It's like they don't become human beings anymore. So this is why the drug was banned from the market.
Lone says the governor also restricted the sale of some medicinal drugs such as tramadol and codeine cough syrups, which are among the substances youth abuse in the state. Bol Chow, medical director at Bor State Hospital, says medical practitioners are aware of drug abuse in the state and take the order seriously.
For the codeine, somebody will use the 100 ml and then just take the entire bottle. If you go to these areas, these street children, it's what they'll buy and then just consume. That order for the governor is something I think that is welcomed, and we as the health workers that are working here, I think we welcome that. Once written by a doctor or a health worker, is something that is intended for medicinal use.
Major General John Bach, Jonglei State Police Commissioner, says drug abuse has increased the number of crimes among the young people in Bor. He says the police are implementing the governor's order.
They are going to inspect all the shops and all the houses where these alcohol are there. It will be confiscated. It will be banned, yes, it will be banned. It's damaging our children and society. This is the one who encouraged them fighting each other and killing each other. The boys who are in the school, they left their school and they are consuming this.
A drug dealer who refused to be named for fear of arrest says he had no better options than drugs.
It's all about being after drugs. The one that, you know, when you have no choice in life, you know, you have to commit yourself, you know, just to be in the streets and, you know, just to make your mind relax, you know, because you have nothing to do. Suppose if you got a job, like right now you're working, you have no time for drugs. But people like us, we have no jobs, no anything.
Cannabis, or bangi, is the most profitable and prevalent drug in the country. Many communities grow cannabis, and some is smuggled through the Nadapal and Numuli border points. Cocaine and synthetic drugs do not appear to play a prominent role in South Sudan illicit drug market. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.